Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind?
Happiness.
Tuesday edition of the program. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here.
Hey, buddy.
We have a little difference of opinion between Kevin and I.
Enough to know that we've got it good.
And,
that's all good. That's healthy, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And we'll let the listeners settle the score here today on the program. I think the story of Donald Trump soon heading to a courthouse in New York City, unprecedented in American history that this is happening, is far and away the biggest story of the day. And Kevin, you think?
I think this is that it's just kind of like watching this and trying to take the WWE seriously. It's nothing. It's a non-case. It was a non-case when Vance looked at it years ago. It's a non-case now. It's political theater. As Ron DeSantis put it very well, it's a great phrase. It's political theater. It's keep your attention here. Meanwhile, you know, Russia and China are getting together on an oil pact and some tech pact and some other things going on. Nothing to see there, though. Nothing to look at the border. Nothing to worry about with domestic energy production. It's a total sideshow, man. And then I love that Trump is playing right into it. I mentioned, you know, I play a lot of poker. And the great thing about calling a bluff is that they can't just muck the cards. They have to show you the cards. If you make a big bluff and I call you, you can't say, oh, you win. You can take it. No. I called you. When I call you, that means you have to show your cards. And that's what Trump's doing. Trump is calling the hand of this nonsense and this DA and saying, okay, well, let's see your cards. And he's got no hand. So that's, pay no attention. It's nonsense. I'm interested to see what it's going to do to Trump as far as the process goes to get to the nomination.
And I, by the way, would agree with you that there are a whole lot of other stories that are not getting covered correctly. I would also agree with you this is a weak sauce case. But I believe what is happening today with the President of the United States, the 45th President of the United States, facing 34 counts and felonies and going into a courtroom with a political prosecution, unprecedented in American history, trumps all, no pun intended. It is the most important story. It is something we all ought to be very concerned about. But that doesn't mean, I don't think those other things are, but I happen to believe all the other things, border, you know, you mentioned the tech thing. I actually think this Chinese balloon story is going to blow up big time, mostly because Biden administration officials lied, bald-faced lies, and I can go down the list of things that are important. Somebody just texted, half the country is ignoring the biggest story of the century, the Biden crime family.
Oh, right, exactly.
The evidence is there, tens of millions of dollars from China, Russia, and Ukraine for access and compliance. Is Joe going to run in 2024? He should be behind bars. No one's above the law, right? No one's above the law. I agree with all that, but I believe right now the fight is for the guy who wants to be on the front lines to take all that stuff on. That's all I'm saying.
If this was brought in, you know, a district attorney in Orlando or a district attorney in Dallas or a district attorney in Wyoming, would have, I mean, then I could take it seriously. I mean, really, I mean, then you could look at this and go, wow, there's clearly something there, because this, you know, this non-biased, non-Soros funded, you know, bought and paid for DA is really thinks he's got a case here. There's no legal mind in the country that's looked at this and said, yeah, man, he's got him, except for Bragg and his, you know, his crew of minions in Manhattan there. So, you know, the credibility is to my thing. There's no credibility to the people that are bringing this. So, whatever. Okay, watch it if you want. I'm going to be over here watching reruns of Beat Bobby Flay, I think, or anything else. There's paint drying in my... I have paint to watch dry.
Who's right on this one? Give us a call and let us know at 701-271-1100. What do you make of this unprecedented day in American history? And is it not the biggest story of the day? 701-271-1100. You can text us, too, at 701-237-1590. Call us at 271-1100. Text us at 237-1590. You're going to like this, Kev. You ready?
In other breaking news, the WWE may not be real wrestling. More coming up.
MSNBC one of the channels I have on my screen right now, just so I can watch them flail themselves into oblivion over this story. They have a QR code on the screen that you can scan for a live blog about the Donald Trump indictment. I'm not kidding you.
Fantastic.
I'm not kidding
you. That is just fantastic. What a world we live in. Yay.
Scan here for a live blog of the Donald Trump indictment, ladies and gentlemen. Craig and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
My man.
Well, I agree with Kevin. If you're watching All Star Wrestling thinking it's real, you're being duped. If you're watching this and saying it's real and it's important, you're also being duped. This is all a diversion from what's really going on, and we are a bunch of suckers for letting it happen. I want every Republican out there, Senator, Representative, to wake up and do something about this, because our world is falling apart, and we're watching this. It's sad.
Do something about what, Craig?
The real problems, I'm guessing.
Letting them get away with this. Letting them get away with diverting us from the real problems, like Kevin just said.
We are
being suckered.
Got it.
Yep.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it. 701-271-1100 on What's on Your Mind. Couple more texts, and then we'll get to some more calls. Sorry, Kevin, but politicians are more fake than the WWE.
Oh, I'll give you that. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll give you that. Political theater is even worse. Yeah.
Another listener, I see the mayor of San Francisco wants DOJ to help arrest drug dealers. Democrats are defunding police, so crime goes up. And then they could say they need a national police force, which will be run by the Democrats.
Cause and effect. Martial law. Who knows? But yeah. It's ridiculous.
Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Wants to talk about the DA in the Manhattan District. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. I tell you, I heard a story just recently out of New York City. Now, get this. Parking lot attendant stops this guy who's been taking things out of vehicles in that parking lot. The attendant asked him, what's in the bag? The guy pulls a gun out, shoots the attendant twice, once in the chest, once in the hand. The attendant gets the gun away from the guy and shoots him with it. Now, here's the best part. Alvin Bragg's office is having the parking lot attendant prosecuted for having a handgun and attempted murder. I guess in New York City, if you're a criminal and you're doing something like that, you're okay. But if you're an ordinary citizen, you're trying to protect yourself, you're a dirtbag, and we're going to throw you in the slammer.
That's a fact. There's a number of cases. There's a number of cases where he's let people out, and they've gone. It's terrible. It's awful.
I heard that story, too. I thought I heard after that initial plan that they reversed it or something. That they didn't end up charging him. But either way, the fact that they even considered it's ridiculous. The guy is defending himself, for crying out loud, gets shot, and fortunately gets the attacker's gun away from him, and he's the bad guy? That's insane.
Yeah. What's wrong with this picture? Scott, you take it easy and have a good day. You too, Kevin.
Thanks,
all
Mike.
Right, Mike. Thank you for the comment. Appreciate it very much.
Again, goes to credibility. This guy has no credibility. You're gonna, you know, it's like Vince McMahon again. Back to Vince McMahon coming out and trying to, you know, seriously, Triple H is going to challenge the belt. There's no credibility in Alvin Bragg. There's no credibility in his election. There's no credibility in his motive. There's no credibility in his case. So why? I mean, it's like watching L.A. Law or something, or some rerun of Boston Legal. Who cares?
Your emails are welcome as well. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Remember that. That's in addition to texting us at 237-1590, 237-1590, or calling us 701-271-1100. Is the Trump indictment, arrest, courtroom appearance noise distracting us from the true stories of the day, or is it a big dang deal? Tell us at 271-1100. More after this.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a hot spring spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From Thursday, April the 20th, we'll be live at Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 with their big Summer Vibes and Pool School 23. Super sale on hot tubs and saunas with special 15-year financing. Save 25% on your pool and spa chemicals. They're going to have quite the day there with live entertainment, refreshments, and grilling on the Big Green Egg. You can learn how to sauna like a true Finlander, wellness presentation and seminar, and the Pool and Hot Tub Care 101. It's pool school made easy. Go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too for all the details. They're going to be doing a little shuffleboard tourney. You in on that, Kev?
Shuffleboard? Oh, I am. Dude, I'm wicked good at shuffleboard.
Gonna have some good prizes.
My neighbor has a table. We play all the time. Love
Circle
it.
April 20th on your calendar. It's 2 weeks from Thursday.
Bring the suit. I'm gonna.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Should be fun. Emailer says, does any of this surprise us? No. We've allowed this by not standing for what is truth. We coddle people nowadays without daring to state the truth. We all better learn to start speaking truth without fear of being labeled anti. Stating the truth isn't being anti-anything.
Well, clearly your truth isn't my truth. My truth is it's not your truth, so you just stick to your truth.
I think of all the things...
The truth would be good, yeah.
Of all the things we worry about in this world, what should be high on your list is relativism. That is to say, there is no truth. Truth is what I decide it is. I'll do my truth, you do your truth.
That's what I'm saying, yep.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
A little dangerous. Gene is on the road, 701-271-1100 to call us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Gene. What's shaking?
Hey, I know how to shut this whole thing down in just a little bit, 24 or 48 hours. Are you interested?
Yeah, let's do it.
When you say this whole thing, what do you mean, referring to?
Oh, the whole Trump, the whole... all the left-wing crap in our country.
Okay.
Shut it down in 24 to 48 hours.
Lay it on me.
I drive a semi for a living. We do not need to haul anything to New York City. We do not need to haul anything to Washington, D.C. Let's starve them suckers out, and let's start today.
And, you know, maybe...
Oh,
just maybe
you go.
That would... help those communities understand the importance of our truckers, too. They might get an idea of what they consume that comes by truck.
Yeah, maybe I would have hit the finger. Yeah. Maybe
you're
I
not the only
the
trucker friend that suggested that, too.
Sorry, Gene, I didn't hear you. Go ahead again.
I said maybe I wouldn't get the finger quite so often if we did that.
Come on, you get the finger?
Oh, I bet.
If I don't get the finger at least once a day, I ain't doing my job.
Why is somebody giving a trucker a finger?
Oh, because they're truckers.
Well, because we weigh 80,000 pounds and we got to share the road with these idiots that don't understand that.
Man alive. We should be applauding the truckers.
I've got
the
answers to a lot of stuff. Yeah,
we should be giving you thumbs up, Gene, what we ought to be doing.
I've gotten that, too. I have.
Oh, yeah.
People out there that do appreciate us.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, I like your idea. It would be a wake-up call. It'd be a great wake-up call, that's for sure.
It would straighten them out and keep them straightened out, because us truckers have the heartbeat of this country in the palm of our hand.
Spot on.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Gene. You take care and safe travels.
Thank you.
Is the Trump indictment, the Trump appearance today, everything related to this, what we both agree is a bogus political persecution, yet it is also unprecedented in American history, is this a defining moment, or is this a distraction? Therein lies the difference between Kev and I today, and you can weigh in at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590.
We have a lot of wisdom around the poker table every week. We play league poker, and that was brought up about, you know, when we finally had enough, when we finally have to the point where we don't see diesel prices, we don't see production coming back, just bend over after another, when the truckers find the people that run the railroads just say, you know what, we're done. I'm not doing it. You can figure it out yourself. That's scary. But if they just cut off New York and, you know, parts of California, then I'm good with it.
Yeah, it could be a big wake-up call, that's for sure. Texas says, Trump is the distraction from our money value evaporating. All right, there's another... I'd like to know what is being lost as a result of this, what some view as a distraction as well, and you've given us one right there.
Well, they're talking about, you know, the world petroleum, the basis for that wouldn't be the U.S. dollar anymore, as I don't know enough about it, but that it would be the, they want it to be the yen or whatever, or the yuan. Yeah, there's some, this global banking thing is this digital deal is getting to be kind of worrisome too.
And it's one of those things that I see as certainly a really bad idea that is being discussed by people who don't have our best interest in mind. The chances they succeed, because this has been discussed many times in the past, other people have presented this idea, I think they can go in their little room and come up with all their little crazy ideas, but the chances they succeed are not good. Texter says, when D.A. Alvin Bragg loses his job as D.A., he can turn around and get a gig doing TV commercials.
Oh, no, he'll be the MSNBC legal analyst. You watch.
And five people will watch him. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
What a gig. Big bucks for a handful of folks to watch you. MSNBC. Did I mention you can scan for a live blog with the QR code at MSNBC on the Donald Trump indictment right now, Kev? Yes. Rush on over there and get your little link to the live blog. I know you're fascinated by it all. Incidentally, Donald Trump has not left Trump Tower yet to head for the courtroom. He's supposed to be in the courtroom at about 10 our time. I shouldn't say in the courtroom, but at the courthouse, because the actual arraignment is like at 1:50 in the afternoon. You're going to update your blog? Do you have a QR code?
No, I'm keeping a log of everything. I haven't heard or seen any things about what he might be considering or having for breakfast. I'm waiting on that breaking news.
How about the color of his tie?
That'll be red. I've got that already. Sources say red.
Right, okay.
Dark blue suit, red tie, white shirt.
Okay.
And I haven't got anything on the breakfast. Not sure if he's going to get in the right side or the left side of the limo and which way it's going to be picking him up. There are many questions to be answered here.
My sense is you're being a little sarcastic. I don't like...
My sense is you are, too.
Is this a distraction that we shouldn't be paying attention to, or is it a defining moment in American history when someone is being persecuted for their political beliefs?
Persecuted.
Come on, man.
Lay it on us. 701-271-1100 today on What's On Your Mind and Who Needs MSNBC. We have the blog for you right here.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's arraignment schedule has been announced for this morning in Manhattan, New York. Trump should arrive at the courthouse at 11 a.m. Eastern. At 1 p.m., roads will be closed around the courthouse, and at 2:15, the arraignment will begin and might only take about 15 to 30 minutes. It's been announced this morning Finland has become the 31st member of NATO. Jens Stoltenberg is a Norwegian politician who's been serving as the 13th Secretary General of NATO since 2014.
In a few hours, we will welcome Finland as the 31st member of our alliance. This will make Finland safer and NATO stronger. And on this very day, in 1949, the Washington Treaty, NATO's founding treaty, was signed in Washington. And it's hard to imagine any better way of celebrating our anniversary.
Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take a look at the menu at PetroServe USA and see what's waiting for you. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience today. There is Swedish Meatballs, 12th Avenue location at PetroServe USA, and I-29. NP Avenue has Swedish Meatballs as well. Sound good? How about Meatloaf? Meatloaf or Chicken Tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA. A hot beef sandwich in Valley City, exit 292 for the location there. Or chicken pot pie. Don't forget, Harwood always has great Cafe USA specials. Love that location in Harwood. And they are just growing and growing and growing. Castleton location, newly expanded, under construction now. We've got the location down at Wahpeton coming soon as well. A lot going on at PetroServe USA. 45th Street in Fargo, chicken fettuccine. Glendon has tater tot hot dish. So enjoy. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, will be here for an update in just a little bit related to yet another blizzard. We should be naming these blizzards. Grand Forks Herald used to do that years ago where they'd name the blizzards. Given the quantity of blizzards we've had this year, I think that'd be most appropriate. Name the blizzard so I can keep track of them.
They name hurricanes. I mean,
right.
This is a big one, man. I'm looking at the radar now. I mean, this is building. It's literally covering the state of South Dakota as we speak and moving right at us.
I'm looking at some flurries as we speak out the studio overlooking I-29. What's on your mind? And so as predicted, they look a little fluffy, but they eventually turn to kind of the sleetish stuff that's going to make roads a little slick, as I understand it. Right, Kim?
Yeah, and the wind is going to be a big factor. Probably 8 to 10 at least. So, and Dino's on it. We'll get the update coming up. But, yeah, it's basically on a line from, you know, into Wyoming and southwestern South Dakota all the way up now into central Minnesota heading towards Duluth on the leading edge.
I'm going to argue with myself here now on a story that should be front and center for all Americans. NBC, not exactly a bastion of anti-Biden, pro-Trump rhetoric, right? They have a bombshell story on national security. It's an exclusive to NBC, so they've got some good sources here.
Here we go.
Here's the story. The Chinese spy balloon that flew across the U.S. was able to gather intelligence from several sensitive American military sites, despite the Biden administration's effort to block it from doing so. And their sources are two current senior U.S. officials and one former senior administration official. You got to wonder what's going on there.
Well,
why are they blowing the whistle?
I don't believe anything at face value coming out of this administration. Nothing. And anything they say. I've got to go three sources deep and three searches wide just to make sure that it's not what they say it is, which usually isn't.
Well, Kevin, I can't imagine why you would think that, because really there's nothing to there's nothing but 100% denial from the Biden administration.
I thought you were going to say transparency, because Joe has always been, you know, he knows that we know what he's doing.
I want to get going, because I keep you here too long, because you know all what I'm about to say, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing.
Okay, see, so there.
Listen to this before I tell you the rest of this story.
Once we detected the balloon, the U.S. government acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information.
We acted immediately to take all necessary steps to protect against foreign intelligence collection of sensitive information.
The U.S. has stated that steps were taken to prevent any problems in terms of intelligence collection.
We were also able to ensure the protection of any sensitive information that the balloon would not be able to collect against us.
We protected against Chinese intelligence collection. We protected civilians, and we gained more intel while protecting our own sensitive information.
Oh, yeah. So this is a beauty. This is a, you know, we blocked them. They couldn't do anything. And we got lots of juicy stuff. We got good intel. I mean, this is happy talk.
Did you hear the script in there, though? Everyone, I mean, you can play it again. Every one of those, the sensitive information, the blocking, it was the same script retooled about, you know, to make it sound a little different. It's like when you put green olives in your word salad as opposed to black olives.
But
it's
the problem
when you
is
use cherry tomatoes instead of chopped tomatoes. You're mixing up the salad, but it's still the same thing.
And there's a pesky little fact that none of this is true.
The administration responded swiftly to protect Americans and safeguard against the balloon's collection of sensitive information.
Protecting our own sensitive intelligence and maximizing our ability to track the balloon.
We were able to take steps at sensitive military sites that we believed would be along the flight path to significantly curtail any intelligence ability that the Chinese could get from the balloon.
We were able to protect our security data on the ground.
We were able to protect sensitive sites against collection.
We spotted it. We took action to protect sensitive information on the ground that it was attempting to surveil.
The balloon attempted to surveil very critical, important military installations. We protected the sensitive information that it was trying to surveil.
We protected our national security information on the ground.
Surely and certainly that balloon was not helpful.
Unbelievable. It is a little creepy, like you say, how they all said the same thing.
And it's really creative that, you know, spelling bee, use the word sensitive in two different scenarios. Well, there was sensitive information in their sensitive sites, and they were sensitive, and we're the surveilled. So, you know, work those in. We were on, and then KJP breaks things down like, when we were on the ground doing the hard work, making sure that surveillance, that wasn't happening on those sensitive information. I'm sorry, on those sensitive sites to that sensitive information. You can hear it. Everybody gets this talking points or gets the script, and they all go, all right, we'll break this down and make it your own.
And NBC,
yeah,
getting information from current Biden administration officials that are top senior officials,
yeah,
and one former senior administration official who are able to report that China actually was able to control the balloon so it could make multiple passes over some of the sites,
yep,
at times flying a figure eight formation, and transmit the information it collected back to Beijing in real time. The intelligence that China collected, mostly from electronic signals, which can be picked up from weapon systems or include communications from base personnel. The three officials said China could have gathered much more intelligence from sensitive sites if not for the administration's efforts to move around potential targets and obscure the balloon's ability to pick up their electronic signals by stopping them from broadcasting or emitting signals. Yeah, we had to actually shut this stuff down after they got all this information from us. The Defense Department directed NBC News to comment senior officials made in February that the balloon had limited value for intelligence collection by Chinese government over and above what China's likely able to connect through things like satellites. And
so
that's my favorite. They already get this stuff anyway, so just who cares if they get a little more? You know?
And when you're controlling a narrative, I mean, these people sit in a row, they have to find 100 different ways to say the same BS. They have to mix it up and move it around. Like I'm saying, but it has to basically say the same thing. You know, we were surveilled, but none of the sensitive sites or none of the sensitive information was gathered while we were on the ground doing the hard work. Yeah, I mean, you've got to be hip to that. If you're not dialed into that, get dialed into it, because that's the ridiculousness of the media. Of what's going on. And they think we're stupid enough to go, oh, yeah, we're doing hard work on the ground there, making sure the sensitive information wasn't surveilled.
Roger Wicker, a Republican from Mississippi who's the ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said, "We have consistently learned more from press reports about the Chinese surveillance balloon than we have from administration officials. I intend to hold this administration accountable." It's unbelievable. But that bombshell is getting lost because of other things in the news. What are the other things in the news again? I forget what exactly has been
announced. And to think that China doesn't have already just barrels and truckloads and massive amounts of intel on every one of our, every corner of this country. I mean, they've been here, they've been watching, they've been reporting for decades. So, you know, the whole balloon thing to me was just like, really? Okay. Something's up here with that. It just seemed like, again, like a lot of nothing. But
okay, this just in, Kev, from the MSNBC blog.
Okay.
The door to Trump Tower is open.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what that means?
I'm gonna get my log here.
Yeah.
Trump door opens.
Trump door opens.
42 past the hour.
Being held open. Being held open.
Being held open.
Yeah.
He's so, about to exit, is that what you're saying?
I think
He's
so.
He's about to exit?
I think we can deduce that. Yeah, I do. Texter says, Scott, you're right. It's a big deal because it's the death of our justice system. We live in an opposite world now. If we're the Biden criminals, it would make sense.
See, we can't, you know, it's sad that we can't put the whole, you know, orchard into one bad buck, one bad, you know, bushel of apples. But in New York, it's gone. In California, it's gone. You know, we haven't, as I said, run this case through somewhere in Florida or Texas or Wyoming, or, you know, or Montana. Good luck with that. The justice system is alive and well. It's the Soros-backed ridiculousness of these DAs and the dialing down of real crime that is what's got to get fixed.
Texter says, what is significant about President Trump's indictment is the corruption all the way up to Biden is on full display.
Bingo.
Wake up, citizens. We've been sold out to the CCP. Yeah, I think that listener's a little more on my camp than your camp, because this indictment is exactly that. It's showing how corrupt the political system is, that somebody can be politically,
no question. I'm not
disintegrated
arguing that at all.
Disintegrated.
And you and I 100% agree if that's your point. Yes, of course it is.
So that's why I believe this is so important. Because we're watching this before us, we need to understand that the one guy that's actually going to fight on all these other fronts is right now undergoing something unprecedented in American history.
And we have already seen and we know what's on display here and the corruption that's on display. That's evident in the fact that they issued this in the first place. So now what I'm watching is how it's going to play out, how Trump's going to play this hand. Because I know he's calling Bragg's bluff. And I don't think I don't think Bragg has a hand to show. So that's what I'm watching now. There's no doubt the corruption is rampant on this everywhere. But
Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, for an update on the Blizzard Watch. By the way, snow's already intensifying from the last time I mentioned it here. Plus, Raymond Arroyo is going to join us on the program today to talk about his book about Thomas Edison. And Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services, the trust expert, coming up on the program. Stay tuned. Bad news is everywhere, but there is something you can do about it. Buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. We need to stick together, now more than ever. And there's one company that's been willing to stand with you since 2012. That's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. The folks that use the same towers as all the major carriers, so they can bring you broad nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget at Patriot Mobile, too. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes everything super easy. Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, our veteran and first responder heroes, too. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts. And you get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY right now. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY, PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY, or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. This April, buy a Hot Spring Spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Indoor air quality is an area where you really need pros. You don't want somebody that says, hey, this widget is all you need, it's the greatest thing ever. What the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons have done, have researched every piece of equipment out there. By the way, they make it easy to incorporate into your current HVAC system as well. But indoor air quality is something the pros at H.A. Thompson & Sons have done all the research for you to tell you what the perfect system is for your home, business, a lot of bars and restaurants, putting in the exact same indoor air quality components that they have in healthcare facilities, for instance. Find out more at H.A. Thompson & Sons online at hatandsons.com, or you can call them at 701-223-3393. Dean Wysocki is here, our chief meteorologist, for an update on this weather system coming from the south, right? I don't hear you. I don't know why, but we'll fix that. So, and by the way, it looks like
grab my mic there, Dino.
The early beginning of this is going right.
Yeah, we've got the snow developing, pushing into the FM area right now, slowly moving northward. There's some heavier bands of snow just to the south of the FM area. So we've got light to moderate snow falling through the Fargo metro area right now. But heavier bands to the south will be moving northward, and that will continue throughout the day today. So we will continue to see snow. We'll see moderate to heavy snow bands at times, and those blizzard conditions will develop by evening. So the conditions will deteriorate. If you have any errands to run, get them done this morning. Again, as we head through this afternoon, that's when conditions will start to rapidly deteriorate. Winds will increase as well. That's why we're going to see the blizzard conditions develop as we head towards evening. The winds will ramp up. We'll have enough snow on the ground. It'll be blowing around. So your evening commute home is going to be a lot different than your morning commute in. And then blizzard conditions continue all night tonight and during the daytime hours tomorrow. Snow should wind down by around early afternoon tomorrow, but the winds won't. The winds will continue to increase throughout this storm. Out of the northeast, about 15 to 30 today, 20 to 40 tonight, and 25 to 45 tomorrow. So, it's going to get worse as this storm progresses. And we're looking at about 4 to 8 in Lakes Country, still looking at 8 to 12 here in the valley, and about 12 to 15 just west of the valley where they'll have the heaviest bands.
We have listeners in northwest North Dakota as well, of course, and up there in the booming Bakken.
Yeah,
how far west is this storm going?
It looks like we've got the cutoff line goes all the way out west of Bismarck. So the only place really escaping this is areas up around the Bakken. They'll get a little bit out of this, but nothing like Rapid City, Bismarck.
Here, yeah.
All the way through Jamestown, through the valley, out into Lakes Country in northwest Minnesota. So this is a wide-ranging storm in terms of the aerial coverage on this, but it's far enough south of areas of northwestern part of the state where they're not going to see much at all out of this. So they'll escape the worst of this.
On our website, we have our weather link and then the live radar link that you have there, and then, of course, it kind of predicts how it – and as it goes into the afternoon, it looks like this thing is really growing and gaining in size. I mean,
it is.
Overall. I mean, it looks like even a lot of rain down in southeastern Minnesota from out of this.
Yeah, and this is a classic spring storm with a blizzard on its backside. And there's going to be a big severe weather outbreak, unfortunately, today from Iowa, Illinois, south through Missouri today.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, and that's not good news. But and on its backside, we're beneficiaries, if you want to call it, of the blizzard part of the storm.
And, I mean, visibility is already, just with this, what's rolled into the FM Metro here, is already a little bit reduced.
Yeah, and conditions, again, they'll get worse throughout the day. So if you have any travel plans, do them this morning. Again, as we head into the afternoon, we've got heavier bands of snow to the south that are going to be rotating northward. So it won't get any better. It will only get worse throughout the day.
You obviously have done your job in warning folks about this, because I was at the supermarket last night and it looked like...
It's empty.
I mean, it looked like Armageddon was coming or something.
World War Z, yeah.
The lines were... I'm like, well, it's not like a 20-day blizzard.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. Don't people have enough food for 2 days?
Yeah.
A two-day storm? Maybe not. I mean, I can see if you live out in the country, this is going to last a little longer with the drifting, but...
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
On the back end, when will travel conditions no longer be affected from this?
Travel conditions will start to improve on Thursday. Now, there's going to be a lot of cleanup. That doesn't mean, areas outside of the city limits. Well, there's probably still going to be some decent drifts out there that the plow crews still have to get to. But at least within city limits and in terms of the interstate, I think things will improve on Thursday. But not until then.
Wow.
Not until then.
So we got a couple of days of impact here, and
And two more storms on the LRC calendar before the month is done after Easter. Hopefully, both of those are rain, but both of those look to be pretty sizable storm systems as well.
What other meteorologist tells you when you need to get your errands done before the storm hits?
Right?
I love that. Yeah. Run those errands now.
You got it.
Right? Yeah, exactly right.
And then stay home after this evening. It only gets worse.
Thanks, Dino.
You bet.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Lysaki there with the weather update for you. Raymond Arroyo, when we come back, New York Times bestselling author, broadcast journalist, producer, actually has a new book about Thomas Edison. It's a children's book and a new series. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99 now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot sauce, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.